smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
Live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame.
So the fact that we went big on that yesterday, we spent like an hour on the show on the whole cat-eating, dog-eating thing. When he brought that up last night, if I had had a mouthful of liquid, I would have gone all over the place. I couldn't believe
it. Comrade Kamala was cracking up in the background. Partly, probably for delight.
Oh, yeah. She was thinking to herself, this is better than I could have even hoped.
We're just going to give you a little debate stuff and then hold off for a while. We'll get back to it later in the hour. This is the whole pet eating discussion.
As usually comes up in debates.
Yeah, well, and again, what's significant about it is it's yet another opportunity missed, which was the theme of the evening from Trump's side of things. Yes, the moderators were horrifically biased. I mean, just shamelessly, egregiously biased.
Oh, it was horrible. It was, to me, by far the worst moderating of a debate ever. The volume, the relentlessness of, I mean, the obviousness of Trump talks, fact check. She talks, let her go. Trump talks, fact check. She talks, let her go.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Meanwhile, Kamala spouted blather and dishonesty like Old Faithful. It was a spectacular display, again, uncommented upon by the moderators. Curious. But yeah, when Trump was asked about immigration, it was essentially a one-foot putt, and he missed it badly, partly because he was baited into a discussion about crowd sizes. By Kamala, who was lying in wait with that. You know what I'm surprised by? Well, we said we were only going to do a little on the debate. If they do agree to a second debate, you know what she's going to drop when immigration comes up? She's going to say, and I hear you're actually bad at golf.
Right.
And he will totally pass on talking about immigration to defend himself as a golfer. Anyway, I'm letting the cat get cold on the platter.
Oh, easy.
Here's Trump in greater detail on the whole pet challenge
side. And look at subject. What's happening to the towns all over the United States. And a lot of towns don't want to talk. It's not going to be Aurora or Springfield. A lot of towns don't want to talk about it because they're so embarrassed by it. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame. As far as rallies are concerned, as far as the reason they go is they like what I say. They want to bring our country back. They want to make America great again. It's a very simple phrase, make America great again. She's destroying this country. And if she becomes president, this country doesn't have a chance of success. Not only success, we'll end up being Venezuela on steroids.
Man, if he could have answered the question rather than getting into the catty and dog eating, which has been debunked, if he could.
I mean, somewhere, yeah, there are Asian families eating dogs, but that's not what you want to talk about compared to what I'm sure Jack's about to say.
Right. If he could have gotten into, here's a town in Ohio of 60,000 people, and all of a sudden they've got 20,000 people from another country living in there, clogging up the schools and the hospitals and making it impossible for the city to run, nobody wants that. If he could have gotten into that on immigration, man, there's a ton of people in America that are sympathetic to that point of view. You go on about the cat eating, not so much.
Well, any name checked Aurora, Colorado, but unless you've been following that story in conservative media, because it only exists in conservative media, the persuadable voters had no idea what he was talking about, which was kind of the theme. But enough debate talk. I wanted to get to a few other non-debate stories, which are closely related to the politics of the day, and who wins the election matters acutely to these stories.
Well, the politics of today is September 11th of all things, and I just saw up on the television today when they had the moment of silence in New York, you had Trump there and Kamala Harris there, and all the leaders were there, and they all shook hands, and it was a much more congenial moment. I thought that was nice. To display to the world, when it comes to, you know, attacking us, we're all on the same page. But I was wondering what your answer would be on this, because they did a moment of silence and all that sort of stuff and read all the names. It's different in New York than it is other places, because they actually, you know, were under threat of death. I was under no threat of death at any point. What is September 11th at this point to you? What should we be commemorating?
Oh, that's a difficult question to answer briefly. I will tell you this. I've become pretty good friends with some East Coasters who lived and worked in New York, one specifically in radio, who nearly died and knew bunches of people who died. So my emotional reaction to the day has changed just vicariously through their accounts. I don't know. There are half a dozen different ways I could answer that question, and they would be of equal weight. I mean, for instance, a never-ending awareness that fundamentalist Islam wants to tear down the West.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Number two, when Americans are at their best, they're awesome. Firefighters, the cops, the first responders, the civilians who pitched in.
The firefighters, cops, civilians, that would all still happen today. Would whoever's president on an attack like that all of a sudden have a 90% approval rating? I'm not sure that's true anymore.
No, because being critical of the current politics or certain aspects of the country has given way to America hatred on the left and the right. And it's all just utterly intellectually and morally and politically bankrupt, in my opinion. But So, that's an interesting point. I don't know. You know, like I said, it's a complicated question to answer.
My main takeaway at this point, with some distance, and I think it's been completely lost, so it didn't have the effect I would hope that it did, is people living their lives, realizing how dangerous the world always has been and always will be. And we're not excluded from history. I'll always remember the first thing I heard out of George Will's mouth, one of my favorite columnists, Washington Post, after 9/11, was, our vacation from history is over. And I feel like we're back on vacation for most people, feeling like, no, the things will be fine. Things will always be fine for the United States. We'll always be the most powerful. And so we can squabble about all kinds of weird things about transgender bathrooms or whatever the hell we want to talk about. We don't have to worry about the world being an ugly place that we need to make sure we're protected from. I wish that were the main takeaway. I don't think it is anymore.
I would only quibble in that the very neo-Marxists who want to tear down the United States are behind that transgender thing. But, I totally get your point. And I think you're 100% correct. And to that end, and infamously, unforgivably, Well, you can forgive him. He's senile. Joe Biden claimed that no troops had died under his watch, to the 13 families, can you imagine their pain at hearing that? And Kamala made some oblique reference. It wasn't that blatant, but it was something like, we don't have troops in harm's way. Well, here's a headline. I've been trying to hammer this at least a little bit in recent weeks. Headline from the Wall Street Journal. U.S. forces try to regroup as Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State sow terror in West Africa. There is enormous bloodshed and violence, horrific stuff going on in West Africa, fueled in large part by fundamentalist Islam. That hasn't gone away a bit. It just shifted a little bit. And on this, the 11th of September, 23 years later, I would suggest to America, we still live in an ugly, ugly, violent world, and we better have a military and a populace that understands that, or we are going to get stomped. And for what it's worth, Trump is way, way better on strong-armed American foreign policy than Harris could ever be, in my wildest dreams, I think.
Oh, I have some more comments on that based on questions and answers from last night, but we'll get to that later.
You know, if we're going to break semi on time, why don't we go ahead? There's so much more to be said. I got a bunch more news stories. Iran's within a blink of an eye of nuclear weapon. Speaking of Islamist lunatics and their ability to perpetrate pain and death on the sane, that's a story. Didn't come up last night, did it? Not much.
No. And then you're going to tell us about the brain drain in blue states, which I love that.
Oh, yeah, the young and affluent, the very people you most desperately want to hold on to, are fleeing the blue states as fast as they can.
I want to hear the why. I'm sure we will. Coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows. And save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo is a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg, with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This was not a great night for her. This is a great night for this country, for freedom, for democracy, the rule of law, for social justice and racial justice.
Oh,
this is, I'm just filled with pride. And I'm also filled with pride because that's the Kamala Harris I've known for 30 years.
All right, turn it off, Michael. I'd rather have a spider laying eggs in my ears than his voice. Oh,
wow.
What the hell is going on?
Wow, it was a great...
Go have an early dinner.
It was a great night for social justice and racial justice. What are you talking about?
For America.
That's Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, a Democrat.
We had an early dinner.
Obviously happy with the debate last night. We'll talk more about the debate coming up.
Yeah, just go to hell, Gavin. head for San Bernardino, then take a right.
What kind of analysis is that? Here's my analysis. Go to hell.
Again, some more hate speech.
I hate you.
More bad news for California, Illinois, and New York, Jack. That's why I had them play the infamous Gavi on the way back. A recent analysis finds that the most upwardly mobile millennials are fleeing for lower tax states. Call it a high tax state brain drain. The flight of the young and newly affluent promises to compound the state's budget and economic problems, according to the Wall Street Journal, which is certainly correct. Using IRS data, they rank states based on net migration of young households, that's ages 26 to 35, that earned at least $200,000 a year. Man, you're kicking ass if you're 26 to 35 and you're making $200,000 a year. Congratulations.
Damn right. Nice job.
Yeah, whoo, that wasn't me. Anyway, the biggest losers, California, of course, which is admittedly the biggest state, but lost 3,226 such households just in the year 2022, which, because IRS lag data, is the last date that we have, stats for. 3,226. Illinois lost 1,323. Massachusetts lost 1,102. New York, 345. And Pennsylvania, 320. Rounding out the top 10 losers, you got Michigan, Louisiana, Delaware, Minnesota, and Missouri.
If you're 30 years old and make $250,000 a year unless you got to take care of your mom or something, you're nuts to stay in California and pay those taxes. Why the hell would you do that?
Thanks, Metal Guy. Now, the biggest gainers, this will surprise you. No, I'm sorry. No, it won't. We're Florida, 1,786 such wealthy young households, and Texas, 1,660, both of which have no income tax. Just a note of caution.
Dodge the federal income tax. I've tried.
Well, you can, Wesley Snipes, but it doesn't end well.
Willie Nelson.
Generally speaking, Hunter freaking Biden.
Oh, right, Hunter Biden.
What am I thinking? Wesley Snipes is like, it was like 20 years ago. Why are you kicking me? Wesley, you have a point. Anyway, Hunter Biden. A quick note of caution from an old guy. For a lot of families and households, the states get you one way or the other. It's either income tax or sales tax or property tax or car tax or
whatever.
But
in California, they have all of them.
Right, exactly. And if I am a young earner who's making good coin and I don't have an enormous expensive house, for instance, then going to a low income tax state makes absolutely perfect sense.
I mean, maybe in California, the state income tax is high, but so is the property tax, and so is the price of gas, and so is the registering your vehicle, and so is everything else you're going to do.
Utilities, don't get me started. Yeah. The other big gainers, and this is surprise. Oh, no, that's right. It's completely unsurprising again. Tennessee and Nevada. Washington State also ranked in the top 10 gainers of young affluent households. Whoa, that's a blue state. But Washington State has no income tax, although they have a big old capital gains tax above 262 grand, which is, you know, pretty high level. But let's see what else. Oh, the only real surprise.
I've had so many people tell me that have moved, because I know so many people that have moved out of a high-tax state like California, who say, I'm going to save this much money next year.
Yes.
And it's, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. If you make a lot of money, it can be hundreds of thousands of dollars, that you'll save year one by going to one of those other states.
And add that to the fact that you sold your 3,500 square foot home with a one car garage and bought a 6,000 square foot home with its own lake and a vineyard for the same amount of money in Tennessee.
Right.
Let's see. The gainers rounded out the top 10, Colorado, North and South Carolina, Arizona, and of all places, New Jersey, although the New Jersey figures show most of those people moved from New York City for the comparatively greener pastures of New Jersey. So, anyway, you know, people are voting with their feet, Gavi. What do you see when you see people voting with their feet? He doesn't care. All he cares about is power. And he's got enormous power because he is in bed with the public employees unions, including the unholy teachers unions and the trial attorneys, and has all the power he can get.
Wall Street Journal editorial board says Kamala Harris clearly won the debate. If you're just going to go, I've never liked the one loss idea of looking at a debate, but if you're going to do it, I would say Kamala Harris won that debate for a variety of reasons. It was the worst debate Trump's ever had, and the moderators were the worst of any debate I've ever seen at the presidential level. We'll talk more about that coming up.
It was a debacle on every level.
It's hard to imagine it being worse if you're hoping for Kamala Harris to not be president.
I once drove by a traffic wreck where a person lost their head.
Mm.
The debate was worse.
Wow. That's quite a comparison. We'll get to that coming up. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Seems like there's more identity theft in the news every day.
Another major healthcare breach was reported today, resulting in the exposure of
self-employed consumers have been a victim of identity.
That's because there are endless places that could accidentally expose you to identity theft in a breach or simply by mistake. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Biden is dead set to fulfill his agenda before leaving office. Translation, more money printing and soaring inflation. Is gold the answer to protect your savings and retirement? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word HEDGE to 98 9898. Don't let inflation wreck your IRA or 401k. Act now to secure your future. Text HEDGE to the number 989898 for your free info kit from Birch Gold.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. $1 from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Budweiser and the NFL.
All of it.
It's all of it.
All of it.
But it's a 50-50 race. I hate to wrench us back to reality, but it's literally a tie race.
Good point from whoever threw that in. So that's about when I joined MSNBC last night. I didn't know what they were talking about because I had helping my son get to bed. And I came back and then they were just going gaga over the fact that Taylor Swift put out her statement, a picture of her holding her cat, looking gorgeous. Man, does she take pictures well. She could be a model if she couldn't sing, but she's just very photogenic. Anyway, she's holding her cat, trying to do the whole single woman cat lady thing, I guess, just picking up on that theme.
Childless cat lady, that was part of her tweet. That's right, taking a shot at that mean J.D. Vance, who doesn't know what it's like to, you know, endure Taylor Swift's difficult life.
She watched the entire debate. She'd made her decision and then, quote, "I will be casting my vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in the 2024 presidential election. I've done my research and I've made my choice." Fine. You get to do that. I get to do that. We all get to do that. It's not necessary, though, that CNN and MSNBC act like, I don't even know what I would compare it to. I mean, like Dick Cheney's endorsement of Kamala Harris. I understand why that got quite a bit of news coverage. Republican, former vice president, you know, it's a pretty big deal. Or when Colin Powell, who had been the SecDef under George W. Bush, came out and endorsed Barack Obama late in the campaign. Pretty big deal. Why would anyone elevate Taylor Swift to a... Is there a single vote that will be influenced by Taylor Swift? And if
As
so,
Benjamin Franklin emerged from the Constitutional Convention, he was asked by a woman, "What have you brought us, Dr. Franklin?" And he answered famously, "A republic, if you can keep it." Well, Ben Franklin called me last night and he said, "Joe, you know what? It's been a good run."
I guess my answer to my own question is not rhetorical. It's if there are people voting based on the fact that Taylor Swift has done her research and made her decision, then democracy actually doesn't work as an experiment. People can't govern themselves because they vote for stupid reasons.
And Xi Jinping is slapping his forehead saying, how easy is this going to be?
This is not...
How unserious a country are these people?
I'm not bashing Taylor Swift at all. No.
She's a fine songstress.
It's an anybody who cares what Taylor Swift thinks or the media acting like it's a big deal. Maybe it's a big deal and I'm missing it. I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal. I really don't.
Is anybody, including Taylor Swift herself, who is influenced by that, have they ever voted for Republican, or could they conceive of it anyway? Are they quote-unquote persuadables?
I wonder if the only way it could be a big deal is if there's a lot of appeal to Swifties. Tim Walz says that. He said, hey, Swifties, go to blah, 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 blah. It's possible
Turnout.
If it's possible,
and donations.
It's a tight knit group enough. It's like we're Swifties, and so we're all in on this pair of shoes, or this eyeliner, or this presidential candidate.
Right. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, kind of a run-in with the herd thing, which young women in particular are prone to doing. Men certainly not unknown to do that either. So the overall verdict on last night was that the debate moderators were miserably, astoundingly biased, just shameless, just a humiliating night for journalism. Also, Kamala Harris spouted lies and garbage like she's Mount Vesuvius, and Trump completely swung and missed.
Right.
Humiliatingly. Missed virtually every pitch by a foot and a half. All of those things are true. All of them simultaneously.
Yeah. We've been wrestling with this since we came on the air, because there's criticism on the left about people on the right, you know, beating up on the moderators. Well, I hate to not beat up on the moderators, because it was horrible. And something needs to be done if we're going to have free and fair elections and any sort of decent conversation in this country about policy. And Trump was horrible. He was horrible. He has the opportunity to fact check her, and he didn't.
Yeah, my metaphor has been, you know, if I'm an NFL coach and the refs were miserably biased, and the other team cheated like crazy, and my team was terrible, yes, I'm going to go to the league office, and I'm going to make a huge stink about the first thing. But my real responsibility is my team's got to play better. So, again, both were true. Trump did have some good moments, though. He got some good shots in. Let's roll 80, Michael. We'll go from there.
President Trump, I'll let you respond.
First of all, they bought their chips from Taiwan. We hardly make chips anymore because of philosophies like they have and policies like they have. I don't say her because she has no policy. Everything that she believed 3 years ago and 4 years ago is out the window. She's going to my philosophy now. In fact, I was going to send her a MAGA hat. She's gone to my philosophy. But if she ever got elected, she'd change it. And it will be the end of our country.
That was a great moment. And I thought at the time, I thought he should hammer that over and over. Keep going back to those policies that she espoused in 2019. And
quick, name three of them. Nope.
Yeah, right. And keep going back to that. You just have a couple of things you keep going back to. Like, where are you in fracking? You wanted to have taxpayers pay for sex changes for illegals. Do you still believe that? I mean, he could have brought that up.
Right,
that would have been great.
Right. He almost made connection when Kamala made the snarky comments about him being a criminal and on trial and going to be sentenced and the rest of it. Clip 81.
Lindsay.
Vice President Harris, in your last run for president.
This is the one that weaponized, not me. She weaponized. I probably took a bullet to the head because of the things that they say about me. They talk about democracy. I'm a threat to democracy. They're the threat to democracy
President
with a fake
Trump.
Russia investigation went nowhere.
We have a lot to get to. Lindsay?
We've talked about the fact-checking only Trump, the whole, we don't have time for that. There's that effort by the moderators as well. Yeah, we've heard enough from you.
You going to tell me that if the assassination attempt had been on a Democrat, exactly the same situation, but on a Democrat, that the moderators wouldn't say to the Republican, do you think any of your rhetoric may have led to the assassination attempt? What responsibility do you bear for that assassination attempt? They abso-freaking-lutely would do that.
Might have been the first question. Yeah.
It didn't even come up as a topic, of course, until Trump brought it up, and then everybody just moved on.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're
he didn't
right.
have
it
any interest in that.
I'll bet you're right. It would have been the first question in a debate, probably back with Biden, but it would have been, what responsibility do you bear for your rhetoric that led to an assassination attempt? Would absolutely be a question for a Republican. On the other side, it's not even a thing.
Let's do 82. This is Kamala, obviously.
Clearly, I am not Joe Biden, and I am certainly not Donald Trump. And what I do offer is a new generation of leadership for our country, one who believes in what is possible, one who brings a sense of optimism about what we can do instead of always disparaging the American people.
Oh, my God. Just that whole saying it out loud. I'm acting optimistic because my consultants told me that was a good idea. Oy. Oh, this is David Muir actually asking a reasonable question, because there were some decent questions of Kamala. It was just that there was zero follow-up or fact-checking or anything like that. 83.
I want to turn to Afghanistan. It came up in the first hour of the debate, and we witnessed a poignant moment today on Capitol Hill honoring the soldiers who died in the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. I do want to ask the Vice President, do you believe you bear any responsibility in the way that withdrawal played out?
Well, I will tell you, I agreed with President Biden's decision. to pull out of Afghanistan. Four presidents said they would, and Joe Biden did. And as a result, America's taxpayers are not paying the $300 million a day we were paying for that endless war. And as of today, there is not one member of the United States military who is in active duty in a combat zone in any war zone around the world, the first time this century.
All right. Now, that would have been a good time for a fact check, David. You bent-nosed hypocrite, Democrat-sucking weasel.
Wow, the fact that his schnoz leans one direction, I don't know how that factors in.
You know what? I retract the bent-nosed thing. The Democrat-sucking weasel thing will stand, however. We have thousands of U.S. troops in the Middle East, some of whom are getting shelled by the Houthis now. We have troops throughout Africa where Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda and ISIS are attacking on a regular basis. Thank God we haven't lost anybody lately. But, yeah, we've had injuries in the Middle East, some severe injuries, some brain injuries. That was just utterly, utterly dishonest. Nobody had time to fact check that.
No. No. Trump says something, fact check. Kamala Harris, would you like to comment on the bad thing Trump just said? That's the way the whole debate went.
Well, and then they had that discussion about whether crime rates are going up or down. That was, again, just egregiously ignorant and dishonest by ABC and David Muir and whoever that woman was by his side.
Whose because nose doesn't point straight ahead.
Whatever her nose is, I don't care. It's her total lack of character that bothers me, but tell us about your own town, your own neighborhood. Do you need to protect yourself and your stuff? A quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. After extensive research, not only we, but all sorts of authorities have decided Simply Safe is the best to protect your home for, and it's been true for years. The security and service have exceeded people's expectations. You're going to love Simply Safe.
Named Best Home Security System by U.S. News World Report for 5 years running. Offers the best customer service in home security, according to Newsweek. Easy to install. I did it not long ago. I did it at my old place and now at my new place. Got the sign out front, which makes me feel comfortable when I drive away from my home with the cameras and the sensors and all that sort of stuff. 24/7 live guard monitoring.
Yeah, with Fast Protect monitoring and live guard protection, Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, can even see and speak to intruders, stop them in their tracks, and that's less than $1 a day. No hidden fees ever. Protect your home with 50% off a new Simply Safe system, plus a free indoor security camera when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong for that great deal. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
What does the Republican Party do going forward, regardless of Trump winning or losing, to do about this debate situation? Because last night was over the top. I mean, it's always been biased. I've complained for years about how the questions are always asked from a liberal perspective, which is always true, and it's just, I think that's baked in. But, oh my God, as you've said, why would the Republicans agree to do another debate on ABC? Why?
Right. You have to, as a party, come up with a three-sentence case for why you must have approval of the moderators because of this example, and this example. So our answer is, of course, we'll debate, but we have to agree on the moderators. Repeat that simply and clearly over and over again till America gets it.
What do you think they ought to do? You can text us if you want. We got more coming up. Text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Are you ready to smell better naked? I'm Dr. Shannon Klingman, the OBGYN creator of Lumi, the whole body deodorant that's clinically proven to control odor for 72 hours on pits, feet, privates, and beyond. It's pH optimized to safely and effectively control odor anywhere you have it, but wish you didn't. Plus, it's proven to work better than a shower with soap alone. Whether you shower twice a day or three times a week, Lumi works better. And who doesn't want zero body odor? With over 200,000 five-star reviews, I'm so sure you're going to love it, or you can return it for free.
There's a special offer for listeners. Use code 5555 and get 15% off your first purchase with code 5555, like the Lumi Starter Pack, Acidified Body Wash, or new Lumi Plus Sweat Control. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com, code 5555, for 15% off your first purchase. Love it or return it for free. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com, code 5555, to save 15% today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I want the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame.
Yes, it's a shame.
Pet eating in general is a shame, yeah. So the great frustration of the debate last night was that Trump swung and missed on his best, easiest issues. Just
right.
Completely.
There's plenty of reasons to not like the amount of immigration and illegal immigration that you could lay out. They got nothing to do with people yanking swans out of the pond and eating them.
Whether that's happening or not. But on that topic, though, the issue is still very, very important. And you know, we're about politics on the show, but we're also about governance and pushing for better policy. And Springfield, Ohio is the town he's talking about, a town of 58,000 people. It's had just under 20,000 Haitians shoved there by the Biden administration through their incredibly suspect, I can't remember the formal name of the program, but it's where you fly in refugee visa exception. You can come in because it's urgent by the thousands and thousands and thousands, and they've deposited them at Springfield, Ohio. And whether people are ingesting cats or not is really beside the point. Oh. It's caused enormous disruptions. This is an interview outside the benefits center for the state of Ohio, the welfare programs, you know, all the variety of programs there. This guy is interviewing first a vet who gets some public assistance in clip 28.
Do you think the town's taking care of their local residents that were here first and foremost?
Oh, no. Hell no. I've been trying to get a medical, just a simple Medicaid card since June. They took me off of, I'm a vet. They took me off of the disability and made me start paying for my own disability. They so backed up in there. They didn't ask me for the same information three times, and I didn't gave it to them three times, and they still sending me the same letters. So it's frustrating.
Okay, so that's obviously a frustrated American vet who can't get answers because they're so inundated there. More specifically, this, talking to one of the security guards at the facility.
What's the wait time?
For back the line, probably pushed 2 hours. Is there a separation between French speakers and English speakers?
It's all along. They would have interpreters that hop between the windows as they come up.
Got it. So, makes sense.
Yeah. We tried the split line for a while. It ended up being less efficient for everybody.
Got it.
Yeah.
What do you think the split is between new Haitians that have come in here and Springfieldian OGs, if you will?
I don't know too much about all...
Observationally, what have you seen?
9 to 1 easy.
Oh, 9 to 1. Wow.
Yeah, it seems like for most part. Wow. Until we get later in the afternoons, then it sort of like evens out if most of the locals tend to come in.
And there's you're supposed to be a bad person if you dislike that as a Springfieldian OG or the OG of any town in America.
A disabled vet, for instance, yeah. Yeah. The fact that you're now in a line that is 10 times as long. And the folks there, with all due respect to some of the rotten service at various government offices that we all deal with, those people have got to be completely beleaguered who are working there.
Man, and talking about any of this stuff would have been so much better than going with cat eating.
Oh, yeah.
In the debate.
Exactly. And so because he went with the cat eating, now it's a joke to talk about Springfield, Ohio.
Right.
So we can't talk about the fact that, again, there are 10 times as many people demanding services from the local office at Springfield, Ohio than there was, whatever, a year ago. 10 times as many. They're utterly overwhelmed. It's frustrating.
Should send the Haitians over to Shelbyville. Let them put up with it.
I believe that was a reference to the hit TV show Springfield, The Simpsons, and it's Callan. I can't even bring up that.
The Haitians, eating your cats.
You know,
maybe
I don't
even
know if it's
Santa's little helper gets eaten.
Wow, wow! Again with the pet eating.
well, Trump brought it up.
Do you think he's lost a step?
Oh my God! Yes. Anybody, go back and watch some of his debates with Hillary Clinton. He was just a different guy then. And of course he was. He was a lot younger. There's a difference between being in your late 60s and your late 70s.
Democrats are lying Marxists. A lot of them are. Kamala Harris certainly is. The moderators were awful. Just awful. Unforgivable.
I'm horrified at the idea of Kamala Harris being president of the United States.
Oh, me too.
So,
me too. Absolutely.
So it was tough watching the debate last night. You know,
because my point was that in spite of all that being true, Trump can't explain himself anymore. He cannot explain issues in a way that brings along undecided voters, and that is a fatal problem.
And he even more easily takes the bait every single time now than he ever did before. So she was able to distract from the immigration issue by bringing up the size of crowds at rallies, and he stayed away from immigration and talked about crowds at rallies. Whereas he said her dad was a Marxist professor, she left it completely alone. She didn't engage on that at all.
Mm-hmm, just laughed.
Which is a smart thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, and as I said earlier, if they do have another debate, she will wait till immigration comes up again, or inflation, and she'll say, well, speaking of inflation, your golf game is not nearly as good as you say it is.
Yeah, I talked to somebody the other day.
And he will leap at that bait.
I talked to somebody the other day, saw you golfing, and said you could barely get off the tee. No way he'd leave that alone.
Doomed.
Oh, my God. We got a lot more on the way. I hope you can stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you want a man's thoughts, ask his horse. Most horse folk would agree with the forgotten cowboy who said that. Horses are tuned different. Little wonder magnetic frequency therapy has been adopted, even coveted by top horse trainers and vets to reliably treat physical and mental ailments. Its spookless, research-proven treatment the universe seemingly created for horses was cost prohibitive for about everyone. Until a rocket scientist invented Vibe, an iPod-sized magnetic frequency transmitter for everyday treatment of everything eating your equine. For just $250 at VibeYourHorse.com.
Hey there, construction pros! Need to find, bid, and win more work? Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, Construct Connect can help. Our software offers 1.4 million active project leads in over 400 markets across the U.S. and Canada. With daily alerts, industry insights, and accurate takeoffs, you can make better decisions faster. Visit ConstructConnect.com/radio today. Again, that's ConstructConnect.com/radio. Construct Connect. Construction starts here.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.